אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר כתבי בעל הספר.
We are studying from Kabbalah for the Students. The Arvut article, page 252. You're welcome to enter Kabda TV, where you can find the article as well as send questions. Questions that are pertinent to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. So page 252, we are on the second paragraph, and you evidently find it. And you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation of their own, so that all their needs were provided for by themselves without dependence on others. This qualified them to receive the above arvut, and then they were given the Torah.
Meaning, the condition to receiving the Torah is the willingness for arvut. We don't know what receiving the Torah means. Well, we know it's the reforming light, which bestows upon man to the measure that man is willing, has willingness for arvut, meaning the Torah influences a person in the measure that he is has willingness to connect to the others until he reaches the love of others. If man isn't ready for it, the Torah doesn't, the reforming light doesn't influence him. It only influences the efforts of man to connect to the others. Is that clear? Only it's like in electricity and electronics. If you have resistance, a resistor, yeah? So according to the size of that resistance between me and the others, according to that size, on this resistor, the reforming light starts working. Otherwise, nope. Meaning, it could be that here there's hatred. It can be negative or zero or positive, but there has to be some kind of relations here. Relations. There must be work. The work, work. Work of friends. Or there has to be some kind of effort. If it's there, so what does that mean, these relations? That here has to be studying to what state we want to reach. There has to be a group organized, whoever wants to reach there. Some kind of order of actions of work we have to do. And then once we have this, and there's some kind of relations from bad to zero to good, doesn't matter. According to these relations, the reforming light starts working, which is called Torah. But there must be these scrutinies here, which is called the evil inclination. This resistance is called the evil inclination. What, Victor?
In order to reach this state for the light to operate and for there to be light, also, how in our world can you prove it? The light can illuminate. It has to happen in a certain void. It doesn't matter if you're doing it towards friends or just anything in the world, but after this scrutiny, I bring myself to a certain zero, to complete vacuum for something to burn there. And here also he says this condition.
I don't hear a your question?
My question is, I want to connect it to our life. What's the question? The actions of our fathers.
Question.
That's the question. How do I do it now, exactly here, with my work, and not going crazy in my mind? I want to be here and connecting with the people. And here I find myself...
Enough. If you're here and you want to ask one question with a question mark in the end. That's it. Sit. You're not asking anymore. That's it. Please.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, what does one feel when he receives the Torah?
What does somebody do when he receives?
What does he feel?
Let him feel. He feels that his relations towards the others change, that he starts understanding that with his relations and the others there in the middle between them, there is a place for a new world. For new states, for new development, above in a higher degree. If here there's me and the others, and we start to connect between us, so we build a third thing between us, which is the upper one, and that is a soul. And this is the Creator that we discover. And that's the upper world. But that's between us. As the middle line. Yes.
Scott from England is asking, Baal HaSulam writes here, until all their needs are in their hands without dependence on others, this qualifies them to receive the above Arvut. What did he mean? What did Baal HaSulam mean in this?
If we connect between us and build from a lot of people a mechanism, the special mechanism that everybody's tied together, yeah, then we actually reach, how do I say this? We reach a system which is whole, and then in this mutual connection, we don't need anybody. Everything happens here. If we are close together in this way, again, he's saying this towards those conditions that were back then. And back then, all the environment that was there around them doesn't influence them. That's called, in this case, Am Israel, the nation of Israel, because it's in a mutual connection and belongs itself to the upper light, and the rest are called the nations of the world, and they can't in any way hurt the nation of Israel because it's in another level. It's like two frequencies that don't touch each other. Everyone works on a different frequency. Yes?
Shmulik from Kfar Saba is also asking about the same passage. Is Arvut independence?
Arvut brings independence from the angel of death. That's what he later on talks about here. Yeah.
The left part of the picture, a question about that. The reforming light reveals to me how much I'm not operating I should. The reforming light, it shows me how much in my relations within this work, with this resistor, how much I am not operating the way I should, right? It's basically revealing how opposite I am from what I need to be.
Yeah, right. So,
it also gives me the ability to know what to do in order to operate properly? Or is this the environment
the reforming light does everything. Everything. Yes.
The size of the evil inclination, the size of the evil inclination which is being revealed, is that basically the gap between what the society is showing me and what I'm in actuality doing or can do? Is that the size of the evil inclination? Is that where that gap is revealed?
No, I can't say. You're in a huge system. There's millions of parts in that one general soul that is... exist. The upper light works by you and by thousands, infinite other causes. And you can't say this is because of this and this is because of this. But you, if you work, you can say, if I'm working from my actions, it depends what the next state is going to be and how I advance. But actually, all the states... In general, there are endless causes, reasons for it. That's why everybody's responsible. That's why there's the matter of Arvut. Like in this world. But if you start working, you start ascending in that hierarchy of the powers, of the forces that decide for the higher degrees, and then whatever's below you just passes through you. And then you make a completion instead of them. That's called judging himself and the whole world to the scale of merit. That's why on the future states, we're not responsible. We can't say. It all depends on the upper plan. But I can decide and make the whole world receive always the correct form in a chishena, in haste, and not beito. That's why we say that if the world hasn't reached correction, we're guilty. You can't say they don't want, but we're to blame. That's it. Man, it's always, that's what they always say about the Jews. What can we do? No, we must. Keep going.
It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love, without consideration of their friends, that same amount of need that is put in the hands of those few would burden Israel with the need to provide for it themselves. This is because those few will not pity them at all. Hence, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving one's friend will be prevented from the whole of Israel.
Meaning, he says that in a group, if we take this for the matter, you don't have, in a group anyway, to avoid the general work, to leave it without treating it in each and every one. Like he gives the example of, maybe here he gives the example of the two in the boat. Well, later on. That there's nothing to do. If you really want to succeed, we have to be concerned that about the whole group and make sure that it'll be strong and... Because everyone influences everybody. Everyone. And here it's a big problem. Well,
so you're talking all week about nullifying, and I noticed that every time I nullify, I get blows. So why should I nullify? I was beaten up every time. They took advantage of it. So why should I nullify?
I don't know. Are you sure you did it?
Every time I tried to nullify, someone took advantage of it.
Where'd you do that?
In every place, outside.
Outside?
Also here they take advantage.
You see?
Why are they laughing? Also here they take advantage.
People are laughing at you. you. I'm laughing at you too. I don't know how to laugh, but you see, the others are laughing at you. First of all, the fact that you got beat up, that's already funny. That's the first thing. Second, listen. It says specifically, Rabash says, what article is that he writes that? That annulling can only be towards your inner society, towards your group, your friends, and God forbid, not towards strange people. In no way. There, you're a manager, right? So manage them. Scream at them, you know. On the contrary, let them get beat up by you. There, you have to act like the regular world acts. That's it. Oh, that's it. They don't have to feel that you change. No. Inside, your work is only towards the group and through it to the Creator. From the love of the others to the love of the Creator. That only happens here. That's it. When you go to work, you're like all the managers there. Be a bulldog. Put everybody on guard, and you know, or you go to dissemination. So there, it's according to, you know, in the middle. But you also act in that they won't think about you that you're came from the sky, some alien. But that you act like regular humans, because they want them to acknowledge you and notice themselves in you too, but also that you're a bit different, that you're a bit better. But that's only in dissemination. That's where you're half and half. At work? No. You're a real, like a minus, and here inside you're only plus. Yes.
So let's say I'm annulling. So what does this annulling give us? You see, Vitaly is talking about
nullification in the group gives you the opportunity and the ability to feel that everybody loves you.
How? I become a rag. I'm a rag. How do they love me?
Try and you'll see.
You don't even have the force to respond. I'm a rag. I don't even have a way to respond to them.
First you do it, then we'll see.
What do you mean?
Make yourself a zero towards others, then you'll start feeling how much they love you.
If I'll be a zero, they'll love me?
Yes.
They need to be also. I don't understand this. It's not clear to me.
No, don't say that they have to be. Listen. If you try to make your ego as small as possible, you're already going to start feeling through the group, you're going to start feeling the upper light. You are already with it, with the group, with its internality, and with the upper light which is in it. You will already be in recognition with it, at least like a fetus, like we are learning, because you're annulling your ego. So you deserve to feel at least what a fetus does. You know what a fetus feels? He feels Ein Sof, infinity. The fetus is the largest, biggest degree in activating the reforming light, because I'm not dealing with the desire to receive it all. Yes.
So what? Can I nullify myself? How do I do this? I'm exploding. After all, I can nullify myself and be a zero. How do I do this? Alone with myself like that? I know. Tzvika, be a rag. Okay, spit on me. How do I do this? How do I nullify in such a way that you're speaking about? I'm incapable of nullifying that way.
Did you ask?
Who should I ask from?
From the friends, from the Creator. With them you can speak freely. Come to them and say, guys, I want to annul. I don't know how. I don't know how to start. What should I do?
The problem is that I don't trust them so much that they're also nullifying, and I see it. And the Creator is still on the stage. Like, let's say, what can I?
Of course, it's who? Who are they? What? They're not even in the Istadut. in the union.
Is there the ability along the way to ask from the Creator, still along the way, to nullify without the Prince?
When if not? I don't understand you.
No, no. Will the Creator help me, even if I'm not in attainment, to nullify?
If you want to nullify, you will receive forces to do it in the measure that you ask for. But how do I ask? You try and try and try. And from that, you'll have a broken heart. And from that broken heart, you're going to really start demanding till you reach the correct demand. Then you will receive the reforming light.
Meaning before that there's no chance to nullify.
Yes,
just
there's
wait
a
for
chance.
It to destroy me and then I'll nullify. That's what you're telling me.
But from the moment you start, even in lo lishma, lo lishma, lo lishma, it's already nullifying and it's already inviting the reforming light. But as much as you advance even more, that constantly it's working on you, you feel more, you advance more, until you reach the real demand for nullifying. And then the upper light makes a drop of semen out of you that you are already absorbed in the Creator, in the group and the Creator that's dwelling there, in a way that there's already the first connection, and you start your spiritual development.
One last question. What is a true question? One time, please. I really don't understand. What is this real question?
The real one is that really, except for that, I don't want anything. I'm better dead than alive. Simply. That's it. That's called truth. Yes.
About what we searched, about lowering himself towards the friends, especially, Bala Sulam says in letter 21 that every time when he says, you need to feel yourself that you are the lowest and the worst of all those in the world, and you need much study and education, and each time one needs to make himself to see if he's not fooling himself and is benefiting in lowering himself before his friends. Therefore, he needs to be careful not to lower himself anywhere other than with qualified people, kosher people, and therefore, to do it in practicality, he can do it only before our society and not, God forbid, before strangers. But he must know loyally that he is the worst and the lowest of all the world dwellers, because this is the truth. And also,
you see, that's when you really feel it in your bones, that you understand that it's like that, that you are nothing, a zero, simply like that. What? Impossible.
No, it's impossible what you're saying here. We're doing this at work, and we see, I can't nullify, no way.
So I'm telling you, it's possible. And together with that, you act towards the others that like you're full of pride. Full of pride on the outside, you act like everybody. They'll give you such abilities, you'll be an actor.
There's a continuance.
Yeah.
About how we do this. So he writes, Rabash, in What to Demand from Assembly of Friends, at a time that one needs to judge his friends to the scale of merit, it is great exertion, very great. Hence, when one gives this effort and judges him to the side of merit, scale of merit, his friend, then this is a virtue that through the effort that one gives, it is called awakening from below. And he is given from above the force, so he'll have the ability to love all the friends without any exceptions. And this is called buy yourself a friend.
You see, not that you, that it's impossible. It's impossible if they told you you have to love somebody. You have to demand to love somebody. And also, where's the demand going to come from? I don't want it. Right. You will receive that influence from the environment. It's all rational. It's you write these order of actions down, and you'll see that each one of these actions aren't impossible. It can be, because that's how the forces are organized from above. It's really the order of the actions in a very precise way, that if you do them one after the other, each one according to your abilities, you reach to the top. But if you don't look at the actions of the light that you have to do, the light has to do that. You check what you have to do. You need to exert as much as you can towards your friends. And it hurts, it's unpleasant, right? But possible. Possible. They don't demand above that. No.
No.
Light and vessel in the world of Ein Sof, which stand this against that, they enter each other, and in their integration, they build the system. And they reach downward, and then they organize these conditions for us. That it's all from the completion of lights and vessels. There's not like, I want to, don't want to, can or not. It's all about us. It's you see, it's all organized in a way, in an ideal way. It's all closed up. The fact that you say, yo, it can't happen, no. You studied the system, Dalet Prinot, Olamot, Balsufim, what persistence it has. So why are you saying that it's all organized towards us in a way that you have the vessels, you have the powers, you can make them work, you just have to find, that's your work, to find exactly what am I supposed to do now. And that's what you do. In a simple, scrutinized way, and each one, you don't have to be smart, everyone can do this. Because it's really, it's these actions are the dumbest actions. Dumb, I'm telling you. It's the dumbest person here succeeds the most. I'm telling you. Yes. Look, what you're talking now, that I'm talking from life, is, in theory, annulling is great. Really great thing. In theory, it's great. I come home, my wife says something, I say, I'm going to annul towards her. Now let's see what happens. She gives you, and I keep telling it here, it's very hard work. She says something, I want to explode, and I come from the lesson, and I go.
But there you see, let's say if you're angered, then you're angry and you need to explode and you need to maybe behave nicely.
And let's see.
It's impossible. It's impossible. Right, wait. But did you ask for the reforming light?
Not only that, I got a container of the reforming light and I came home with it and I opened the projectors right in the house. The second I opened the door, you see what she said? Look, you didn't prepare lunch for the kid. So, yeah, I didn't prepare lunch, and I thought it's working, and it happens in life all the time. In another sense, you see, you have to go. You have to go and come back at this hour. And you want to explode.
Yes, yes, yes. And by exploding, you need to kiss the stick. Just don't tell that person that he is...
I'm getting a rash. Don't you understand? I'm getting a rash.
It is a help against him.
What, the rash?
No. The rash you're getting is because you're not thinking about it. This is the sweetening of the judgment. But the way you're responding is not okay. Try to ask. At that moment, you are exploding. You're coming to a true collapse and dealing with it. But afterwards, not at this moment. Start to digest the situation, and that there's none else besides him. He's sending this to you. And you just say, thank you very much. Thank you very much. If I wasn't in this strange state, I wouldn't have been remembering you. So it's good that you sent me this strained situation. Maybe you can ask him. Maybe you can remind it in more, pleasant ways. That's also good. It's prayer. Yes, pray that way. But the main thing is that you are thanking for having the connection, even in the most worst, in the worst possible cases, and you're willing to remain in the worst case. You understand that it's a help against him. There is no such state on its own. After all, the upper forces arranging for you all sorts of haters and criticism and all kinds of things, so that in order to direct you towards him. Because you can't do it any other way. You don't want to be connected to him on the side of good. When you're given the side of good, you immediately disregard it. So what to do with you? Tell me. You were given 1,000 times a good sensation about the Creator. Immediately, the Creator's on the side. We don't need him. I feel good. Only when someone's really screwing you or really shaking you like that and really to the matter, oh, where's the Creator? Also, not immediately. It means you want to yourself. And then after that, you realize he is reminding you from within with a little bit of an addition of inner illumination that it's coming from him. And then you're like, oh, I guess this is what he's arranging for me and so on. So why do they need to speak to you in such a language? Why are you a stupid, bad, foolish child that doesn't understand our language? The language of the big ones, of the adults. Well, I'm asking you.
So you're saying if I talk about my wife, she's an angel, that with her help I'll reach heaven.
Tell that, please.
But
tell
right now
that,
I see her as the angel of death, not a good angel.
Why? No, she's connecting you to the Creator. No, it's a help against him. It's written this way. It's a help against him. Meaning it's true that she's annoying, but she's operating on your ego. So that you won't have a choice but to rise up to the Creator and to ask. What to ask? Not that for her to shut up. No. For you all the time to be connected to the Creator, so he won't have to, in such means, against him, against you, to awaken you. Why? The Creator will later tell you, come to Pharaoh. You will want to go together with him. You need to feel yourself in connection with the Creator, like a child is holding the big one in his hand, and then, so you won't have the fear to go in the field of life. You're not afraid. There can be all kinds of deviants and haters around me, it doesn't matter. You're holding on to him. So if you hold on to him, first of all the time, you'll see that everything is okay. But you need all these haters and rejectors around you. Why? So that you will hold on to him. Try to hold on from the good, not from the bad. You will discover how, through the group, to hold on to him in the hand is only through mutual guarantee. Sir, it's two worlds.
Moshe from Los Angeles is asking, we're about a week before the convention and we understand everything depends on preparation.
Yes, next Wednesday I am already flying.
So how do we aim the whole world Kli to this special convention?
First of all, we are connecting in the convention in order to reach the connection, the unity, and mutual guarantee, and to come to adhesion between us to all those conditions that we need in order to reveal the upper force which reigns in the world and arranges all of reality. That's the purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is meant for the revelation of the upper force. That's how it's written. Yes, the wisdom of the Kabbalah is the revelation of the upper force to all those in the world, in all the states. This is what we're coming to the convention for. In order to establish such a condition that the Creator will be revealed in. The revelation of the Creator to its creature is the goal of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and its implementation is in the connection between us, and this is what we want to attain in the upcoming convention. This is what we need to think about. The force that we discover is the force of love and bestowal. That's the Creator. Bestowal and love. Good and benevolent, and the nature of good is to benefit. And there's none else besides him. That's what we learn. He's good and benevolent. And in order for us to reveal him, we need to be in these two discernments. There's none else besides us that can reveal this, that we will connect all together as one man in one heart, yes? And we also need to be in this good and benevolent, each towards the others. And in doing so, we stabilize and establish a place where he can be revealed, to be revealed, according to the law of equivalence of form, so that between us there will relations that are good and benevolent, then the good and benevolent, the upper, will be revealed in the good and benevolent between us. And thus, we will reveal the Creator in the creature. In doing so, we will be like the Shekhinah, the divinity, and this will be the place where the divine will be revealed. This is all what we're going to discover in one week, and with us, the whole world, Kli. And this is what we need to prepare ourselves for. Yes, Seth.
I'm still hearing from people all over America, and not only America, but from outside the country. And they're saying they're not sure if they should go to the Congress.
עדיין שומע מאנשים בארצות הברית, אבל לא רק בארצות הברית, בכלל, מכל העולם, שהאם כדאי, לא כדאי לבוא, האם זה חשוב לבוא.
What type of effort should people make to come to the Congress?
איזה סוג של מאמץ הוא יגיע, אנשים צריכים לעשות כדי להגיע לקונגרס?
מאמץ העליון.
The most utmost effort, like the importance of the Creator towards the creatures, the importance of the Ein Sof world towards the creatures in this world, that's the effort we should have. That's the kind of exertion we should have. I don't think that a person needs to do a calculation about what's going to be later. Other than really, I don't know, it's like grave states of danger, but in all the rest of the conditions and cases, he needs to come. If he's, bedridden, or, I don't know, he has people that are so sick at home and he can't leave them. If the baby is being breastfed at the moment and is in that age, I don't know, such incidences. But other than that, I don't think there is a justification not to come. I think that this convention will be a absolutely turning point of the new direction in the groups in America, and it seems to me that all these groups and the individuals are ready for this.
We're also seeing some of the friends are trying to make efforts to bring back friends that have left or have strayed from the path.
חלק מהחברים גם עושים מאמץ ופונים לחברים שפסיקו ללמוד מכל מיני סיבות או ככה קצת נחלשו מעבר.
Should the groups, you know, make an all-out effort over the next week to bring all those people back, or should they be focusing just on their internal preparation?
האם כדאי לעשות את המאמץ הזה ולפנות לחברים שלמדו אצלנו בעבר או להתרכז רק בעבודה פנימית?
לא, אנחנו חייבים ואני כבר אמרתי.
No, we must, and I already said it several times, to turn to all those friends that used to be our friends. And later, it doesn't matter in what way they left. It could be that with all kinds of uncomfortable situations. It doesn't matter what the Creator did between us. That was. Now we're starting a new stage. That's it. It was, it's gone. Every day it's like it's a newborn, it's born anew. They will be as new to you. We're starting a new stage right now, and everyone is zeroing out our counter. Yes, you can say we're resetting the counter. We're starting from zero, a new zero. We're a new people. We don't know anything from the past. We are inviting everyone, whoever was with us, should join us.
Yes. Leo from Toronto is asking, how can we start the next convention in the same intensity we had in the last weekend?
We will do it and even more, I promise you.
Rav, we see, let's say, like a convention in Russia, a lot of Russian-speaking people in Europe and in South America, everybody's Hispanic, and in Israel, everybody's Israelis. In the U.S., it's very special. There's like a mix, also Russians, also Israelis, a lot of Spanish speakers, and a lot of Americans. How is that combination, plus 20% of new people, how does that mix? What does it make in this convention?
Yes, it's a special convention that we never had anything like it as to the connection of the different extremes. And it's good. It gives a force and an intensity of connection. And I think there will be a good connection. We will all feel that we really belong to one. And we need to return to it, to connect to it, and to be also as one. And then one receives one, as we will truly reveal the upper force, which will resolve all our corporeal and spiritual problems. We must have this in order to also bestow and influence the whole world. And America, even though it's weakened, it is still very powerful in its influence on the whole world. That's why it's really important for us, this general group, this American group, meaning all those people that are coming to the convention, in my eyes, are that group that needs to truly deal with the whole world. And I hope that during this convention, we will also try to connect there all kinds of additional teams, additional departments that will deal with the dissemination of the integral education to the whole world, not just in North America, but also in the world. Yes.
We can already see that our friends there that go out and give lectures in integral education, right now, Saf and Gilad are upstairs preparing that weekend. And it's really for after the convention, we want to prepare everybody to start taking steps out.
Right. Well, we'll talk about this in the convention and we'll tell everyone about it afterwards.
There's a question exactly about that. How do they use the fact that they're starting to go out to the people to do all kinds of actions of integral education? How can they use that as a preparation for the Congress, and how does the light go through them to the audience?
Well, of course, if they're still going out to the public with integral education, they are bringing them closer, the public to them as well. And this way, this audience will also attain what we're going to attain in the convention. But the main thing right now is to turn to all kinds of people that can come and join, from our friends in the past, and from those people that are in a little bit of connection with us, but are not in a sufficient manner to come to the convention. To work with them together in order for them to understand that when they come to such an event, it saves them years, truly years of self-study. Yes.
What do you recommend for a new group, like the group of Switzerland, to meet between them or join another group, I don't know, like Vina, or, and be with them in the convention?
I would prefer for you to be together. I would recommend that. It seems like that's the best. Or invite them, or... Either invite them or arrive with them.
Because there's a big center with translation and with cameras, and it costs about the same thing to take a bus there or to organize something between us.
Yes, after all, it's close. Do it.
Okay.
I recommend. Yes.
What does it mean on our side and on the American Kli that you're not mad at them before the Congress?
You're jealous. First of all, they've really improved. They have improved some quite a bit. The reasons I don't want to say, but there's quite an improvement. There are all kinds of problems, but it's not quarrels and clashes like there used to be. There's more of an understanding of what we need to do, how to rise above the problems, meaning we went through a certain stage that just like that, the children are kind of, you know, quarreling between them. There are, and there will be. Of course there will be. It's impossible without that. All the time, you see, 40 years of the desert. All the time, problems are arising, and we correct them, and that's how we advance towards the land of Israel. This is how it is here, too. I don't expect that they should be angels. God forbid. The more the evil inclination will burn from within, then this way we will advance forward more, but there needs to be the right preparation. The right preparation, that's the problem. That I hope that in the convention we will give even more power as such of this right preparation, that after that they will feel big blows and I will be mad at them. Okay, so be calm. It will come. No, we need really to relate to this in a very down-to-the-matter way, and this is how it is. There's the revelation of the evil inclination, and do good, and thus define himself and the whole world to the scale of merit. There's no bad in the world. Only the stages we have to go through, it depends on us, only on the preparation, I'm saying again, and they appear to us either good or bad. There's preparation. Every bad thing, you will receive it in a blessing, like a good thing. If there isn't the right preparation, this bad buries you, you can't do anything, you sit and cry, a fool who sits folding his hand and eating his flesh. I really hope that we're going to put ourselves in this upcoming Congress, the upcoming convention, even more. It is worthwhile for you to participate in this because you also can learn from this external form a lot, which you can't learn on yourself. It's very good that we learn about each other in this way. And later we'll have more conventions, now every month. And between them, we'll also do something between us. We will see how North America will be. Maybe we'll do it, Shavuot is immediately after that, maybe 2 weeks after Shavuot. Before the Siberia Convention. For the time being, do we have something in the news?
Come and see Bo'ur'e, an open evening in the Kabbalah La'am Institute. We are inviting you for a general open evening in all of Israel with an introductory lesson to the wisdom of Kabbalah next Monday, May 6, 7 p.m., in all the branches of our institute all over Israel. For details, call our toll-free number or the website. Good day.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal the connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares, как умом, malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.